Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Walker County Commission has delayed a vote on their fiscal year 27 budget following public opposition to proposals that could increase property tax or public safety fees. The county is facing a multi-million dollar budget shortfall, while commissioners are also considering funding 9 additional firefighter positions. During the public hearing recently, residents voiced concerns about increasing taxes and fees, prompting commissioners to go back to the drawing board. It's still unclear when the budget will return for a vote. Meanwhile, commissioners approved an extension of the county's data center moratorium to 6 months, temporarily stopping new data center applications while zoning regulations are developed. The moratorium applies only to unincorporated Walker County. Now, cities like Lafayette, Chickamauga, and Rossville will have to establish their own regulations. A Whitwell police officer is on leave following an incident that left a 13-year-old girl seriously injured. Police Chief Rick Engel confirmed that Officer Adam Rose was on duty and conducting an investigation in the Teague Road area when the incident happened back on August 3rd. According to a preliminary THP report, Rose was driving through a gravel parking lot when his vehicle left the parking area and struck the teenager who was sitting on a railroad tie. The girl's family says she suffered multiple broken ribs, a broken clavicle, a fractured nose, and a tire mark on her back. Chief Engel expressed what he called profound sadness over the girl's injuries and said the department hopes she makes a speedy recovery without lasting effects. The preliminary THP report did not indicate any charges against Rose at this time. In DeKalb County, a man accused of killing his wife has entered a new plea as prosecutors announced they will seek the death penalty. Ivan Lafferty was rearraigned back on Friday with a new legal team. Court records show Lafferty entered a plea of not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect to all charges against him. Lafferty is accused of fatally shooting his wife, Dominique, inside their Fort Payne home back in December. Following Friday's new plea, prosecutors announced that the state of Alabama will seek the death penalty if Lafferty is convicted of the capital offense. The case remains pending in court at this time. And Trenton City Commissioners meet this evening with several financial and city business items on the agenda. The workshop and regular monthly meeting start at 6 this evening at Trenton City Hall. Commissioners are expected to discuss SPLOST and capital equipment purchases, FLOST and T-SPLOST money, a proposed new downtown development authority member, and the sale of surplus city property through gov deals. The commission will also begin discussions on the city's 2027 budget. The regular meeting will include reports from the Police Department, Parks and Recreation Department, Fire and Utilities, the Street Department, and Mayor Alex Case. Commissioners will also hear presentations from the Dade County Library, the Alliance for Dade, and Tree City USA. That meeting is at Trenton City Hall on North Main Street. In sports, the Braves salvaged the final game of their weekend series, avoiding the sweep with the New York Yankees and returning home tonight to face the other New York team. The Mets are coming to Atlanta. The 2-1 win in 10 innings yesterday at Yankee Stadium featured Michael Harris II delivering the go-ahead RBI single in the 10th. Matt Olson hit his 34th home run of the season. The Braves opening that 3-game series against the Mets tonight at Truist Park. The Ford Leadoff Show kicks off at 6 o'clock this evening, first pitch at 7:15. You can catch every Atlanta Braves game right here on Classic Hits KWIN. And Ty Gibbs picked up the win at the Iowa Speedway in the number 54 Toyota in NASCAR yesterday afternoon. Gibbs is now ranked second in the Cup Series. Stay up to date 24/7 with news on our website at discoverdade.com and here on the radio too at 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.